This is Chark Chat Freestyle for August 11, 2016. Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi. I am coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona, after a somewhat restful or restless night. I'm not sure. My internal clock is all screwed up. I'm normally a little more tolerable to two or three time zones, but having been in Michigan for a week and then normally turning in about 9 or 10 o'clock at night, this was a bit painful because the flight did not get to Detroit. We didn't leave until about 10 to 11, and then it's about a 3-hour, 45-minute flight, wheels up to wheels down. Then, of course, you got to get your luggage, get your car. And, in the end, everything worked out all right. I rolled into Phoenix around midnight. I got home about 12:30, and as I was picking up the vehicle, I got to the parking garage exit. Lady in the booth said, put in your ticket, and I put it in. She said, no, that's a receipt. I said, what the heck? We got a receipt from a former trip sitting around that was messing me up. Dig around. And Donna was driving, and she put the ticket somewhere, and I didn't see. So, waiting, people behind me were getting upset. I'm a little distracted. There's a cat hair or something in my left eye that is just driving me bananas right now. I can't get it out, can't rub it, can't do anything. Anyway, got to the, finally found the ticket, put it into the little reader, and it said $200. Went, yikes. She goes, how long you been here? I said, a week. And normally I'd expect to see $50, $75 for a week of parking. She goes, you do know you were in short-term parking for a week. I went, oh. And the sign across the way on the way in says $25 a day or $4 an hour. That explains why it was so easy to walk out of the airport and right into my car. I was paying for the premium stuff. So, lesson learned about where to park in Phoenix. Oh, man, there is cheaper parking as low as like $10 or $11 a day, maybe even less if you park out in the way lot and take the light rail in or the tram in. So that was a bit painful. But got home to my dear lonely cats, and of course I was very tired. Didn't unpack, just set the bags down and crashed into bed. And of course Todd wants to talk, and Todd wants to visit, and Todd wants to jump on me, and Todd wants to lick my head. Like, go away, cat, I'm dead. Well, I slept for about 5-6 hours, and he came back and did the same thing. Actually, I think I was up about every hour last night. Finally got up, had some breakfast, and crashed for another couple hours after that. But did manage to get some work done today. Good stuff. Quick note about podcasts. I know we talk a lot about the equipment we use and the software we use. I'm on an iOS device, and once upon a time, I think it was iOS 7 or 8, when the podcast app broke off of the music app, you could do a search, you could copy and paste an RSS feed, put it into the search box, and it would let you subscribe. Well, as of iOS 9, that's no longer true. Unfortunately, before the Dog Days started this year, I had deleted my Dog Days feed. So, I could not subscribe to the master feed. Bummer. So I went on and looked around at a few podcast client apps for iOS and came up with one called Downcast, I believe it's what it's called. Red icon, big D on it. Not too bad. It does let you subscribe to arbitrary podcast or feeds. You know, just like it doesn't have to be in the iTunes catalog, is what I'm saying. It could be just somebody's RSS feed. There's some other options about how you would like to sort it, how you would like to list it, making playlists. Very nice. So right now it's exclusively for the Dog Days podcast, and everything else that I would normally listen to in the quote-unquote off-season is in the standard iTunes feed. The iOS podcast app. So as for that, that one feature, I don't know how major it is to any of you, but that kind of bummed me out. You can't do a search and subscribe anymore. But that doesn't mean I don't give Apple my money for other things. The video machine in the studio is starting to get a little aged, and it's still a worthy machine. It's an older Windows machine. I think it's about 5, 6, maybe even 7 years old. I got to ask Michael. And we're using Wirecast to capture multiple cameras during the podcast. My wife, Donna, she sits at the video machine and changes cameras and puts up the still images, et cetera, during the podcast. About a year ago, Google changed their API protocol from version 2 to version 3, and my Wirecast 4 could no longer send video out to YouTube. So we junked the video feed for a while, came back online after I scratched up enough cash to upgrade to Wirecast. Actually, I went with Wirecast Pro. Hey, why mess around? I get some features with that. And now I'm using Wirecast Pro 6, but the machine is getting a little old. There's a latency, etc., etc. So I have just ordered a new video machine, ordered a Mac Mini with the upgraded i7 processor and some additional memory. Nice little machine. It's got 4 USB ports. Now, the thing about USB is you got to know if you're on a USB hub or if it's a dedicated port. With the older Windows machine, we had a specific card for each camera. Didn't matter if there was one port on that card, you know, the cards that go in the card slots. Didn't matter if there's one port or 4 ports, you could only use one. If you tried putting multiple cameras on there, it would say, I'm only talking to one of those things and the other's just going to be a big green square on your screen. So we have 6 cameras in the studio, and I could outfit that thing for 5. There are only 4 cards in there. There's one on the top. Plus, you got to have one that runs a keyboard and mouse. It was a bit underpowered. So the Mac Mini's got 4 ports. We say, Chuck, that's still not enough. What I found was a Thunderbolt kind of port expander. So I can take one of the Thunderbolt ports off of the Mac and have 5 more powered USB 3.0 ports, plus HDMI, plus 2 more Thunderbolts, plus Ethernet. It's a pretty sweet little box, and I look forward to using it. So that should all be coming in. Most of the accessories will be here in the next couple of days, and then the Mac Mini will be here in about a week, maybe 10 days. So we'll have to see. That was a bit pricey, but want to keep the studio going. And I want to keep the podcast, still investing in it. It is a hobby. It's just like somebody going off-road racing or motorcycles or boating or whatever. You know, you're going to sink a little money into the hobby. And podcasting continues to do that. And as long as Donna's okay with the financial situation and the family, I'm okay with that too. I did get a good chance last night to get some work done at the airport. And today I was even processing a backlog of inbox items in Evernote. I take mail, I take notes from meetings, and I stick it in an inbox until I tag it, process it, figure out what to do with it, are there any action items on it, and move on from that. I had about 44 items in that inbox. And as I was going through them, I noticed that I kept an email as a reference. It had a call number on there from the 24th of July. Sent a note off to, or used the website to Tascam, TAC, the audio people who make the mixer I've got. And I've got a couple, I've got one knob that's missing, and I've got one cracked knob, and I put a note on their site and said, do you guys have parts for this thing? And they didn't respond. It said, please allow 5 to 7 business days. Well, jeepers, creepers, it's been about 15 days. And so I called them up. There was a number on there. I said, hi. I sent an email. Oh, we're way backlogged on email. Well, apparently that's not your best support channel. So I asked the guy, I said, do you have knobs for this mixer? And he said, yeah, let me check. So he goes in the back, comes back, and the call disconnects. Call back, I get a lady. That's not who I was talking to. I said, I was just talking to somebody about some knobs for a Tascam DM4800. And she'd contacted me. The guy said, yeah, they're like $135 each. I said, good. Send me a dark gray one and a light gray one. Okay.
I said, shipping's probably more, which it was. I got the credit card bill shortly later, the alert, for like $9 and change. What I should have done is ordered like six more of every color. Because, you know, as time goes on, I don't have to spend $5 in shipping every time. But not a major expense. We'll get that thing looking like new again. It is time to order some personal business cards. I carry these around, not just the ones for work, but I carry some personal ones, so in case I don't want to give somebody my work information. I'm just talking about, you know, the podcast or books or how to get in touch with me in general. I can give them a personal card. And I just ran out because I used the last ones almost as placeholders for the video that I did for my parents. I was giving out the web address to friends and family who were at the reunion. Some of the family took DVDs, some took the card, and on the back I had the URL and a sticker because they can't read my handwriting, especially when you can't tell whether it's an N or a U. Seems kind of odd since they're almost upside down from each other, but mine just turns into a zigzag. So I just realized I ran out. So I'll need to go out to Overnight Prints or Vista Prints. I think I usually go to Vista Prints. And last time I went with a very plain pattern, black and white, you know, black font, white card, stuck a QR code on there that'll take you to my website. Need to decide if I want to change up the design or go even a little more generic. Not sure yet. It's a checkbox. It's a to-do. I've got to do that. The leaks are all fixed, which is good. I think I told you about Lionel coming over last Tuesday and fixing things for like $60. Fixed a whole bunch of leaks in our PVC irrigation system. And unfortunately, we didn't have a chance to check because the irrigation system runs in the wee hours, and we left in the dark hours of Wednesday morning. So, thank goodness, this thing wasn't spurting leaks for 2 hours or 20 minutes or however long it runs every morning for the last week. But it's hard to tell if it's actually fixed or not because it's been raining, so the ground is wet. Hopefully it'll dry out a little bit. The rain is nice. We're seeing things turn green again. Cactuses that are leaning over are standing up. Leaves on the Ocotillo. It's nice to see rain, but we had a big old storm when we were gone, so there's all kinds of debris in the pool that I cleaned out this morning. You know, such is life in Phoenix, but it's not every day is a vacation. Darn gone, this thing in my eye is driving me bonkers. Ugh, crazy cats. And now it feels like just fur under my eyelid. That's a nice feeling. Can't read what I wrote. Earbuds. I was looking around for my earbuds to do this video, or this podcast, and couldn't find my earbuds and went, oh no. So you do what everybody does, and you think, where's the last place I had them? On the plane. Wait, when the plane landed, I took them off, I rolled them up, and I put them into my pocket. Oh no, I just did laundry. It wouldn't be the first time these Apple earbuds have gone through the laundry. In fact, I think they've gone through two times. They come out all really tangled up, but they survived. I don't know if they've sound any better or worse than they originally did, but they survived, and I was hoping, oh no, it didn't. Well, wait, the pants I was wearing last night, they didn't make it in the batch of laundry, but they're not in the pockets. They in my jacket pocket? No. Nope. They happened to be on the counter. So when I got home, I must have emptied my pockets and put the earbuds on the counter. I found my earbuds. They didn't go through the laundry. I don't know how many times they can go. I don't know about you, but I seem to have a terrible problem with misplacing earbuds. They vanish. Unless, of course, I buy the really cheap ones. I went to Walgreens and bought some $6 in-ear earbuds with a microphone and a volume switch for $6. Those things hang around. They're pretty tough. They're pretty durable. I guess it's like anything else. If you want to know where it is, be consistent about where you put it. Or make a big old mental note, the earbuds are on the counter. Or you put them in the same place, like in that magic pocket in your computer bag every time. It's when you get out of sync and roll in it. What your body tells you is about 3:30 in the morning that you don't always follow your best habits and best practices and be consistent. And the next morning you go, where are my earbuds? So fortunately I found them. Have you lost earbuds? Is there something that you keep misplacing? that you have to keep running out and getting replaces. Sunglasses would be another one. Donna's notorious for that. Good story that my daughter's told me. She had one on her shirt, one on her head, and somehow she had four pair of sunglasses on her person and said, "Where are my sunglasses?" One was on her face. She was looking through a pair of sunglasses and asked, "Where are my sunglasses?" I also thought of something. My mother-in-law is getting along in years, and that's why Donna is staying with her to help her out with some surgery that's coming up. I forget if it's a foot or hip or what's going on this time, but she's using a walker, and I thought, hey, you know what? Sponsors should put stickers on walkers, because putting them on the NASCAR cars, they just go around the track real fast. You can't see who the sponsor is. But think of the airtime you could get if you put one of those things on an elderly assistant walker, and they go by, you go, oh, you could read every sticker on the frame. And it would help lower insurance costs, because, you know, you could get a sponsor to help pay for your medications. Just a thought. That was a random thought I had this weekend. The telescope, no word on that yet. It has been 3 weeks, coming up on 3 weeks, since you dropped it off. And I'm really eager to get that back. We brought it in for a tune-up. The optics hadn't been aligned since who knows when. I've had it. It's my parents' telescope. 8-inch Celestron reflector. And it's probably 25, 30 years old. Not the newest thing, but it does the job. You want to see the rings of Saturn? We can see the rings of Saturn. Moons of Jupiter? You can see that. If you look real close, you can see the stripes on Jupiter. It has a clock drive, but the clock drive didn't work. So that was my first mission, was to see if we get the clock drive fixed. Hi, Todd. I think my eye is finally feeling better. You want to come put some fur in my eye again? Watch the claws. Watch the claws. What does he do? Puts his palm. He's my dog. Say hi, dog. Anyway, where was I? Oh, the telescope. So we brought it down to Mesa, Arizona. Little guy about 90-something years old in his shop that looks like he's been doing this forever. He's been building them. He's been repairing them. He sells them. And we bought a CCD camera to attach to this thing. So hopefully we'll be able to get out to some clearer skies. There's a bit of light pollution. Can't see anything much beyond a magnitude 1 or 2 around here. But I hope to be able to take the telescope out, hook up the camera, and get some decent shots. And I'll post those when I can. I need to bug out of here. I can't believe I've been talking for 18 minutes already. But the real quick, throw the music on. That'll help me get going. I need to bug out. I have a call with my friends, my best man from my wedding. There were three of us. We were inseparable in high school. And about a year or so ago, I said, this is crazy that we're not talking to each other more often. So I set up an event on Facebook every 3-4 weeks, and we call it the old timers call. Most of the time we talk about what medications are on, how that surgery went, and how are the kids. What old guys talk about. This time we're inviting my sister, because she used to hang around with us. She's a year younger, and we were very good friends as we were growing up. So we'll have hopefully four: Steve, Mark, Chuck, and my sister Martha, who we refer to as Marty. Saw her this last weekend. Had a lot of fun. I was originally going to do this Tuesday, but we had a Parsec meeting and also had a meeting with a high school friend. I think I told you about that. So I'll go do the old timers call. We'll get this encoded, uploaded, and you can hear it. Happy Dog Days of Podcasting. DogDaysOfPodcasting.com. Me, I'm at ChuckTomasi.com. Podcaster at ChuckChat.com. You know the story. Look forward to talking to you next time. 101.